Hello and welcome to my latest match pod review for www.mufcglobal.co.uk. We want Glazers out. Say we want Glazers out. Manchester United back in action. It's, not necessarily high noon plus 30. Kickoff at Elland Road. United at the back. A shocking result against Wolves. A shocking performance against Wolves. Wolves were the better team. And United need to step up, as I say. I've mentioned on the pod before, no excuses not having the players. You still need to actually show your worth on the pitch, show some battle, show some fight, play some basic football, be able to keep the ball well. But United they didn't seem to be able to do that against Wolves. And as I say, the Newcastle game where they got the result, and obviously the result is the most important. I mean, imagine if Newcastle had managed to break through in that match. As I say, the manager is back on sat watch. Next, obviously, got Leeds today and then Burnley on Wednesday. The two promoted sides away from home, but both Leeds will be licking their lips and fancying their chances, and so will Burnley, because they've seen the weak mentality of this Manchester United team. So the 11 for today, it looks like it'll probably be a back three, I think. Amorim was weak when he decided to slightly change and maybe sort of look at playing a back four and setting up with a back four. When he's spoken about always trying to keep that back three to start matches. He had tweaked the formation to some extent with 10 stepping in and helping out in the midfield. But today it'll be interesting to see how that's set up. Although Dorgu, it looks like, will be playing as as one of the 10s. So we've got Lemens and goal, as I say, embarrassing enough on Tuesday night. But the fact that your goalkeeper's man of the match against a side that hasn't won a Premier League game at that time, they did win 3-0 yesterday against West Ham. Say another team United couldn't beat at home. It's the men's and goal, the back three, it looks like it's going to be Heaven, Yoro and Martinez. The wide players, looks like Shaw and Dalot. The midfield two is Casemiro and Ugarte. Maybe they'll fit this kind of game, because obviously you would expect it to be feisty, although it is an early kickoff and that can sort of dull the senses a little bit of the fans. I mean, it'll still be a raucous atmosphere, but it'd be more raucous if it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I think. Obviously, it's an early kickoff because of the police probably said we're not having a late kickoff for this one, unless it's a midweek. Obviously, midweek you would have it as late, but they've obviously said if it's Sunday, it's going to be an early kickoff. Obviously, it's for TV as well. And then the two tens, looks like it'll be Cunha and Dorgu, then with Sesko through the middle. Obviously, I'm expecting more from Cunha today. He had a poor match against Wolves. He's trying to do everything himself. He needs to be better at laying off the ball. He's good running with the ball, but I think he's got to pick and choose his times of running with the ball. Not when he's surrounded by two or three players sometimes. Maybe just lay it off, play the ball, and then get yourself when he's in space. It's very good, and just final balls as well. Just needs to play them a lot more. And I think the one thing that it needs to be going down too easily, and I see that actually with Dorgu as well, just going down way too easily. These referees, they're not giving those fouls anymore, you know. And whether it's a foul or not, VAR ain't going to help you, because it's like if you're further up the pitch and then you've gone past two or three, I think it's like two or three phases further on, it has to be directly from a foul to a goal. You're not going to get them, so they need to be strong and better. And as I say, I think refs aren't giving those kinds of free kicks anyway, not consistently anyway. So you need to be able to play the ref better. And Cunha didn't play the ref very well at all against Wolves. Leeds sort of go into this game on good form. I think they're actually unbeaten in number. I don't think they've lost since they lost to Manchester City. And I think that was a game when they were 2-0 down. Farker changed. He was under a lot of pressure then. He changed. He got it back to 2-2. He lost the game in the end 3-2. But since then, they've played much more attacking, energetic football. And look, instead of trying to play, Leeds fans weren't happy because they were trying to play defensive football, where they were trying to sort of sneak goals. Obviously, Dominic Calvert-Lewin has stepped up for Leeds. He is a good player. The problem is injury. If you're always injured, then what's the point of you? I mean, ask Mason Mount, as you say. look good for two games and then get, and then he's injured. So what is the point? And as I say, United do have a number of injuries at the moment. Obviously, got players gone off to AFCON, but it's amazing how these injuries start coming in when there's a bit of pressure. I mean, it's the worst time of year for United, but it's not being unlucky. It's just being actually a poorly run football club, because that's exactly what they are, where standards are through the floor, and they've allowed those standards to just permeate throughout the football club, and unfortunately, that is where we're at. I've got a few bits. I was meant to be out for the game today, but I've got a few bits I need to do, so I won't be out for the match, but I will be back. It'll be post match. I'll be back. Because I've got, as I say, I'm holding my time so I can at least get the game in whilst I'm doing sort of other bits. So I'll be back post-match. As I say, this is a big one of match for United. As I say, then they've got a FA Cup match. And then after that, it's Manchester City and Arsenal. So come the end of January, it'll be very interesting to see where Manchester United are. Very interesting to see what's happening with the manager. It's also be interesting to see whether the idiots up above. I mean, Jason Wilcox, what is he doing? And is it Vivell? What are they doing? They've known we've needed a midfielder pretty much since the summer. So why has one not been brought in? It's 4th of January. It's the 4th of January. Why has nothing happened in the transfer market? It is an absolute joke, and they've shown they've got money because they were interested in some menu. So there's money available. I mean, maybe it's hard to get a deal over the line, sort of for a loan deal, but they should be working on that. But the scouting network at United is a joke. It's an embarrassment, let's be perfectly honest. I will be back post-match with my thoughts. All over Elland Road, it's finished. Leeds United 1, Manchester United 1. A fair point. A game that just to show how standards at Manchester United are, just as I say, I've said it for a long time, the standards, you allow standards to fall, then it will just become a normality. And that's what it is at Old Trafford, but for Manchester United at the moment, as I say. I had the discussion with my mate son about Manchester United being a big club. They are a big club because people know who they are, but in regards to football, they're just falling lower and lower and lower. United did actually fight back after going behind to Amin's goal. And then Cunha got the equaliser. Cunha, who was United's best player today, he was one of the players that did step up. I thought defensively United centrally were pretty good, although the goal is a poor goal. But again, it just comes from awful football from United with the ball. It's just United have the ball. I mean, I nearly missed a goal because I was watching. I thought, oh, United have got the ball on the halfway line. I sort of turned away to do something, you know, and then I came back and then Leeds players running through. So I had to sort of go back and see what had, you know, check what had actually happened. United had the ball. Ball into Dalot, shocking ball. Should Dorgo have been stronger? Maybe not. But the ball from Dalot was awful. It was just a simple ball with his left foot. And then the ball was played through Aronson running. He did run off the back of Casemiro, who wasn't concentrating. Heaven was caught out, and Aronson just ran through and smashed the ball into the back of there. This was around the 60th minute. This was the first half wasn't as feisty as I thought it would be. Maybe the early kickoff sort of stopped that. Dorgu was the only one that got booked. And actually, I don't think if anybody else got booked within the game, but. But, you know, it was a solid first half from both sides. Calvert-Lewin hit the post. Yo had an opportunity quite close in, but it was too close to the keeper who made the save. But basically, what it was, it looked like, well, it was two bang average teams. And I mean, from Leeds' point of view, that's fine. Because their plan is to finish essentially 17th. If they finish 17th, that is a successful season for Leeds United, because that's the thing. Let's not get relegated. That is their plan, and you know, that's fair enough. For Manchester United, theirs is trying to push themselves further up the table, and the first half was just like a bit of a sort of a soft boxing match, a little bit of physicality, a few opportunities. As I say, into the second half, Leeds get the goal. as I say, United's just the architects of their own downfall, just not being able to keep the ball, not being able to, you know, protect the ball. It's just awful. So without the manager, he made a sub straight away. Normally, he leaves it a little bit. He made Yoro came off, and Xerxes came on, and Xerxes actually provided the assist for Cunha just a few minutes later. A breakthrough into Cunha, and then he put the ball into the back of the net, similar to Aronson's goal, but from the other side with his right foot this time into the corner of the net. So that sort of set up what you might think would be like a bit of a grandstand finish. But what you got was a bit of a damp squib, really. Opportunities sort of came for both teams in and around, nice little breaks, but they couldn't actually force the keepers into... I don't think they forced them into any saves, apart from one from, I think it was Okafor, with an overhead kick that Lemens again... saving Man United made the save, and then it was clear. I think it was cleared by Martinez from there. So United sort of had to withstand some pressure around corners and throw-ins, sort of partly for Leeds. But United did break out in good opportunities at times, but they're just absolute zero football intelligence. There was one where Garty did break out nicely from a Leeds corner, but just couldn't play the simple ball into Dorg. I mean, Dorg was running too close to him, but he just couldn't play a nice ball into him in open space. Sesko had an opportunity from across on the left, but he went near post when he was too far across anyway. Should have gone for far post. There were other opportunities where United got the ball nicely in the middle of the pitch, but just couldn't play the simple passes through. I mean, it wasn't like an end-to-end game. It wasn't like, you know, what one of these teams is desperate for the goal. It was more like it wasn't like let's protect the 1-1, because they were good getting towards each other's boxes. But then once they got into the box, they couldn't get the shots weren't coming off. As I say, United were probably under a little bit more pressure. I mean, Nonto and Tanaka came on, which added some energy. United didn't make any other substitutions. Made no other substitutions. And I think that says a lot about, you know, not necessarily where the squad's at, but the fact that the manager doesn't trust the young players to come on, maybe in that atmosphere. But as I say, it didn't really get to the stage. I mean, I've seen Leeds United and Man United games where, you know, it's properly feisty, that there's a battle on, especially in the midfield. But the actual quality of the players that are on the pitch for, you know, as I say, more understandably for Leeds, they're a side that won the Championship last season, but for Man United, an established Premier League football club, it was pretty much a damp squib. And as I say, there was nobody that really took the game by the scruff of the neck, really. As I say, Cunha was given man of the match on the TV, but it could easily have been other United players or other Leeds players, really, in that match. There was nobody that was making that much of a difference. I think he probably got it because he got the equaliser and was involved in a lot of Man United's good work in the match. Dennis, as always, Mr. Bitter, sent a message when Leeds scored saying yes, because he's desperate for Man United to lose as many games as possible. And as I say, he's got to watch Everton and Liverpool. I think Leicester might be playing today. There were a few cancellations in the Championship, so I'm not quite sure. So he'll have a busy afternoon. But is it 2 points dropped? I mean, from the performance, it's not. I mean, I think a point was definitely a fair result for this match. But the fact that United are thinking, oh well, we're accepting of that point. As I say, standards through the floor. And as I say, this started way back in 2013 when football was put as the non-priority at this football club. And it's still happening now, as I say, 4 days into January, while we've got no midfield reinforcements. And as I say, people say, oh, you got Bruno Fernandes injured. He makes no difference in midfield. He shouldn't even be playing in midfield. And that's a problem. That's a problem in itself. And, you know, maybe we'll have some players back against Burnley, but I tell you what, it'll be interesting to see what happens in the Burnley match, because the weather forecast doesn't look great and these players are weak mentality. Burnley will be licking their lips thinking we can get something. I mean, if you look at the performance United put at home against Wolves, the bottom side, Burnley, who are also, I think they're on a long... one of not winning. That's it. Get Man United to come and visit or to play Man United at any stage. Then that gives you the opportunity, and they'll be busted. It's hard to play at Turf Moor. United have had the better quality players allegedly, so they'll have to, but you have to put a shift in, and that's the most important thing. And as I say, United today, they looked like there were some things that could be unlocked, sort of, especially going forward, but the midfield, it's just a massive, massive issue. The lack of creativity that we have in there. And as I say, Bruno Fernandes is not the answer. And the reason is, for all his creativity, he actually doesn't do a midfielder's job. He should be playing further up the pitch. And as I say, a defeat against Burnley on Wednesday night, again, the manager is still on the sack run. As I say, it'll be an interesting month, and it'll be interesting to see if the club's going to actually support the playing football side by actually bringing in some players that are obviously needed. As I say, this was noted in the summer, just like with the goalkeeper. They knew in the summer that the goalkeeper was an issue, but they thought, oh no, we'll keep Andre Onana. It's an absolute shambles, the idiots out there. As I say, Jason Wilcox showing his naivety. He is not a sporting director who's promoted. Sometimes when people are promoted beyond their station because of mistakes from higher up, Sir Rat, then they can be found wanting. And Jason Wilcox, as I say, I can get you Liam Delap. Maybe that was a good thing we didn't get him, but he was the target, the striker target. We got Sesko, and Sesko is struggling, and he needs to improve and do better. But he's struggling with decent service into him as well. But he has to do better. But they spent double the amount on Sesko, or more than double the amount on Sesko. So that's on Jason Wilcox and Favell, or whatever he's called, Favell, whatever. Not interested, actually, just do your job now. As I say, you can actually get some players in before Wednesday, you know. Don't just think, oh, well, we'll just wait a week. As I say, January transfer window opens on the 1st of January. We're on the 4th. These guys, absolute idiots. They'll probably sat there, as I say, we'll be supporting as Man United fans, South Africa and Burkina Faso, because they play Cameroon and Ivory Coast. Obviously, probably supporting Tanzania as well, because we could do with Mazraoui back as well. But it's unlike, I doubt Tanzania are going to beat the hosts, but you never know. I think Mazraoui will be missing for the majority of the tournament, although it could be Morocco, Ivory Coast, I think, in the quarterfinals, possibly, or Morocco, Cameroon. There's one of them anyway, so we'll get at least one of Ahmad and Bruno and Mazraoui back by maybe the Manchester derby. We'll see. But anyway, as always, thanks for listening. All pods up at www.musicglobal.co.uk, up at various podcast platforms such as Spotify, Podbean, Listen Notes, Pcast, Podchaser. Search MUSC Global and it will come up. Next up, Burnley on Wednesday night. Let's see what team is put out, and let's see if United can actually step up and get the result. I did see at one point there was a stat, I can't remember what it said, for there was a stat that said United had 15 shots to lead 7. I didn't say how many on target, but I'm trying to think, have we had 15 attempts at goal, I should say. Have we had 15 attempts at goal? Yeah. Well, I mean that stat looks good, but as I say, from the eye test, I can't see them. I don't know who's doing the stats. Maybe they're Man United fan and they're just desperate for something positive. But anyway, let's see what happens on Wednesday, and I will be back after that game.